Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we are going to continue talking about the AMC Clinic Executive Health Program.
Cool.
There really is no such program, so don't call us thinking you can sign up for it or anything like that.
No.
But this is just an example. If there were such a health program somewhere,And if you were a business executive and you're busy, 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 and you don't seem to have time to take care of your health, and this does happen sometimes, you got these business executives who basically work themselves to death.
Yeah.
They probably got something wrong. They should have had their prostate gland checked a long time ago or been checked for cancer or other problems, diabetes.Heart disease, et cetera. But oh, I just don't have time. I've got to get to this meeting. I've got to meet Mr. Joe over there in Kaohsiung, and then I've got to take a trip to Shanghai. Who's got time for an examination?
I know.
And so that's what this clinic is attempting to do, to try to keep these executives healthy by scheduling health checkups, and they don't want these checkups to get in the way of business.
Yeah, they probably try to schedule them at a time that's a little different. Maybe they go at night, who knows? But you can bet your bottom dollar, they're expensive. Because if things are set up for executives, it's always very nice and very expensive. So let's get started, guys. Today we've got a little different type of article. I'm going to start out with like an introductory paragraph, and then we've got recommendations, or as we like to call them, testimonials. Somebody gives their testimonial about their experience, and testimonial is actually a noun too, but we also say their testimony. They give you their feeling about how they felt it went. So these are the recommendations. We've got Teresa. That will be me. She's a girl.
Uh-huh.
Landon Barnes is a guy.
Yep.
And then Jensen Ellis is probably also a guy. So we're going to give that to Tom. We're going to start right now. AMC Clinic provides efficient, comprehensive health checkups that are specially designed and personally tailored for today's hardworking executives. Don't just take our word for it, though. Here are some testimonials from people who have benefited from AMC Clinic's Executive Health Program.
Teresa Erickson, CEO.
AMC Clinic discovered a problem that I never knew I had. Their scans picked up the early signs of breast cancer. Thanks to them, it was diagnosed early, giving me a head start on treating the disease. Their team was also able to refer me to one of the country's top cancer specialists. Now, I'm cancer-free. Landon Barnes, Company Vice President.
AMC Clinic doesn't just deal with the medical side of things. After a frank and thorough discussion with its specialists, they recommended I adopt some lifestyle changes that have totally changed who I am. Overall, I live a much healthier lifestyle now, and this has made me more productive at work as well.
Jensen Ellis, Financial Consultant.
The checkup I received at AMC Clinic was top of the line. Everything was handled in a thoroughly professional manner.The team was also very flexible. When something came up at work that needed my immediate attention, they were able to reschedule my tests and also find me a private room for a business call. I felt completely looked after.
Well, let's get started, guys. We're talking about this executive health program that's offered by the AMC Clinic, which doesn't exist, remember.
Mm-mm.
Now, the AMC Clinic provides efficient, comprehensive health checkups that are specially designed for today's hardworking executives. So let's look at this. Efficient can be used to talk about a person at work especially, or maybe even a system or a machine. But what it refers to is someone especially that achieves maximum productivity with minimum waste. So you don't waste time, you don't waste products. Maybe you're producing something in a factory. If it's efficient, you don't waste money on too many supplies. Maybe use everything as well as you can. So it's very efficient. So it's not just time, but it's wasting something like expensive things you have to buy. For example, nowadays people try to buy appliances like refrigerators and air conditioners for their homes that don't waste electricity, that are efficient.
That are energy efficient.
Yes.
And yes, you can save on your electric bill at the end of the month. So these health checkups are efficient. They don't waste your time. They're done quickly. And they're also comprehensive. The word comprehensive means that they include a lot of things. These examinations or these exams will test you for all sorts of things. They'll test you for more things than other checkups will. So it's quite comprehensive. It pretty much handles everything. It will tackle everything you need to have checked out.
Yeah, they're specially designed. They're not just standard or something just, you know, that everybody offers. They're specially designed and personally tailored for today's hardworking executive. If you tailor something, think of a tailor as someone who makes clothing for one person. And so it's personally tailored. It just means it's suited or composed of or modified. So it's really good for today's hardworking executives. Don't just take our word for it. If you take someone's word for something, it means they give you their opinion and you believe them. You don't go for any other advice or opinions. You just listen to them and you think, oh, they must be telling me the truth. So you don't want to just take this person's word for it that works for the AMC clinic. Hey, they want you to come there. That's what they're trying to do, make money. Don't just take our word for it, though. Here are some testimonials from people who have gone and had our physical checkups, and they've benefited from us. So a testimonial, as I was talking about before we started, is just somebody who gives their honest opinion, and it's a statement saying this is what it's about. This is true. So that's their word. And you know, they may be lying, but hopefully they're not. But if it's a testimonial, it refers to them telling their opinion about something and they want you to believe it as fact.
It's their testament. It's their version of things. It's what they have to say. And these are people who have benefited from the executive health program. To benefit from means you've gotten some good out of something.
Yeah.
It's been worth your time. You got what you paid for. Don't just take our word for it. Don't just believe it. We're going to give you some testimonials here. So let's start with somebody really high up in the company. This is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, and her name is Teresa Erickson. What does she have to say?
Well, and I was going to say she is very high up. You'll want to start with your most impressive people first if you want to have a list of testimonials, the most famous people, the most, you know, accomplished people. She says, AMC Clinic discovered a problem that I never knew I had. That's why you want to go for a health checkup. You might still be feeling quite healthy, you know. Sometimes it takes a little while for a disease to actually affect how you feel. So that's why you want to go get those health checkups. She says their scans picked up the early signs of breast cancer. There are two types of checks they do for breast cancer. There's the mammogram, which is done using an X-ray machine. And then there is a sonogram that they do where they run, they put something just like jelly on your stomach. Or not your stomach. They do if you're pregnant. They use the same thing, a sonogram. And they run this instrument over you. And it picks up sound waves and it tells them what's there. It's kind of cool. So there are two types of scans. She may have had both. Thanks to them, it was diagnosed early. If you diagnose something, guys, you figure out what you're dealing with. We use it a lot with health and with doctors because they'll take a lot of tests and then they look at the results and they put all of those things together and they say, okay, this is what you have. So they're identifying the nature of your problem or illness through those exams and tests they take.
Right, they've given her a diagnosis, and that gave her a head start on treating the disease. This is a phrase that means you let somebody go first, for example, if you have a race with somebody, and you know you're going to beat them. So to make it more interesting, you give them a head start. We're going to have a 100-meter race, but if we start at the same time, of course, I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to
give you, say, maybe a 10-second head start, okay? I'll wait 10 seconds after you start until I begin. In this particular case, though, she got a head start on treating the disease. She got to treat it before it got really serious. And sometimes if you wait too long on these diseases, especially cancer, it might be too late. And all you have to do then is count the days until you're gone.
Yeah. Their team, she talks about the AMC Clinics team, was also able to refer me to one of the country's top cancer specialists. If you refer someone to someone else, it just means, you know, you've had experience with this person. You say, hey, I direct you. I'm going to direct you to contact this person. So they're actually giving you some advice, I would say. So you can contact this doctor. I've heard good things about this doctor, or I've had a personal experience with this doctor. She went to one of the country's top specialists. We talked about doctor specialists have had extra training in one particular area, and they're very good at it. And she says, now I'm cancer-free. So she had a good experience because of the clinic detecting early that she had breast cancer.
Good for them. They didn't cure her of the cancer, of course, but they were able to detect it and send her on to a specialist who took care of her problem there. Now we've got a company vice president who's also in a high position in a company, a man by the name of Landon Barnes, and he says AMC Clinic doesn't just deal with the medical side of things. After a frank and thorough discussion, they recommended I adopt some lifestyle changes that have totally changed who I am. So, of course, if you talk about the medical side of things, we're just talking about the diseases, the figures, the blood levels, the respiration rates, all that technical information. But as you know, that's just one side of treating a patient. You probably need to know more about the patient's lifestyle.
Yep.
And, of course, they gave him a frank and thorough discussion. Frank means honest. They didn't beat around the bush. They came right to the point, and it was thorough, which means they basically asked him all the questions they needed to ask. They left no stone unturned. They got all the information they wanted, and then they came up with some recommendations. They recommended I adopt some lifestyle changes, some changes in the way he lives. To adopt in this particular case means that you start doing those things, but you didn't do them before. You can adopt a child, for example, or maybe you can adopt a pet from a pet shelter or an animal shelter or something like that. It's different from the word adapt. Adapt means you kind of change things, but adopt means you take on something completely new.
That's right. So he says, overall, I live a much healthier lifestyle now. Sometimes you need people to say, hey, are you sure you really want to go to the night market every night? Yeah, that's not so good. And he says, it's also made me more productive at work as well. If you're productive, you get a lot done. You don't waste time. You know, you work and actually accomplish things. I see some people who look like they're working hard, but they never get anything done. That's not being productive, guys. You actually have to produce something and not just look like you're engaged at work. So he's productive. So he sounds like he's a happy customer. The next guy we have is Jensen Ellis, who is a financial consultant. You would go to this person to talk about your financial health, I would say. And he would give you advice on how to invest in certain things or how to make more money so that you can retire and still have money to live on. So a consultant is someone that you go and consult with. Typically, they're either financial consultants or management consultants. I worked with a management consultant firm when I was in New York, and it's a person who has expert advice for you professionally, whatever field they're consulting in.
Exactly. So here Jensen went to the AMC clinic in the Rolling Hills next to the lake and stuff like that with all the facilities and things like that. And he said, the checkup I received at AMC clinic was top of the line. Top of the line means the best of the best in this particular line of business. There are probably other clinics out there that are trying to tap into this market as well, the health of executives. But he thinks that their checkup was very high quality, very professional. He says everything was handled in a thoroughly, completely, totally professional manner. Professional means these people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. They've received training and they're getting paid for this. It's not unprofessional. It's not just lazy kind of clinics and behaviors from doctors and things like that. They're treating this very seriously and doing what they're supposed to, and they don't get a lot of complaints.
Yeah, I also think that people talk about professional manner when they mean someone's not too casual with them, you know, and aren't joking around about things that they shouldn't. It's professional, so you kind of keep a distance. You're not too friendly. It's not that you're not nice, but, you know, you keep it professional. So the team was also very flexible when something came up at work that needed my immediate attention. They were able to reschedule. That's a big thing for executives. They can't just say, oh, I'm definitely going no matter what happens at work. I'm going to my appointment. They may have an emergency and they, of course, are going to stay at work instead of going to that checkup. So they were flexible. They said, no problem. We'll let you reschedule. No problem at all. So they were able to reschedule for him. And he also was able to find a private room while he was at the clinic getting tested so he could take a business call. And you definitely want privacy if you're conducting business, especially at that level if you're an executive. So he says in conclusion, I felt completely looked after. If you look after someone, you take care of their needs and they feel like you really care about whether they're comfortable or happy. So he felt looked after.
Indeed, he felt taken care of. Everything was considered. So he thought it was a very professional experience for him. And this, is, of course, as you mentioned, is important here. Rescheduling things. I'd like sometimes to think that I need to schedule an appointment with a doctor, but the nature of our work, Stephanie, is that we oftentimes have to take jobs at certain times. And
yeah.
If we don't say yes, somebody else is going to get that job.
That's right.
And that client won't call us again.
That's true.
So schedules need to be flexible and stuff like that. So I guess the AMC clinic understands that and are able to adjust their schedules accordingly to the needs of those business executives. Okay, that kind of brings us to the end of our discussion about all these testimonials. Right now, what we're going to do is listen to our Chinese teacher, and we'll be back with some discussion questions in just a second.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天文章的第一个句子。AMC Clinic provides efficient, comprehensive health checkups that are specially designed and personally tailored for today's hardworking executives. 在这里提到呢，这家诊所是为了这些努力工作的主管们特别设计，而且量身打造，提供的是 efficient, 非常高效率，而且是 comprehensive, 全面性的健康检查。我们来看一下 efficient 是一个常考的形容词，解释成为是效率高的。An efficient manager 代表着就是效率很高的经理。Comprehensive 在这里呢可以解释成为广泛的或者是全面的。譬如说 ,a comprehensive survey 指的就是一个全面性的调查。而这些东西呢都是能够帮助你 personally tailored。我们来看一下 ,tailor 这个动词本来是有材质衣服的意思。延伸出来就是有修改跟使合适的意思。举个例子来说，那个诊所的治疗方法适合个别的需求。你就可以说 The clinic tailors its treatment to individual needs。接着我们来看到咯，当然这家诊所自己说的很棒，但是还要是要参考一下其他人的 testimonials, 代表的就是其他人的证明或者是推荐。首先是一个 CEO, 在这里 CEO 是哪三个字的缩写呢？它是 Chief Executive officer， 也就是我们常常听到的执行长或者是总裁。在这里 Teresa 她说的中间的第三句提到 Thanks to them, it was diagnosed early, giving me a head start on treating the disease. 在这里 thanks to 也就是多亏或者是呢感谢什么，正是因为有这样子的健检计划，所以很早就被诊断出来。Diagnose 是有诊断的意思。举个例子来说，他已经被诊断出有糖尿病，你就可以说 He has been diagnosed with diabetes。 正因为呢很早就被诊断出来，所以 giving me a head start， 我呢就可以很早的抢先了这样子治病的优势。后面句子继续说 Their team was also able to refer me to one of the country's top cancer specialists. 在美国呢，有些的疾病在这个医院没有办法诊治的话，就要透过转介转诊的制度。在这里就可以说 refer somebody to， 搭配介系词 to， 把我呢转介给全国顶尖的癌症专家之一。在这里的 specialist 就是有专门医生的意思。接着另外我们要看的是公司副总裁他的推荐。在这里的第二个句子，同学们注意到 recommended 是过去式，而 I 后面的 adopt 是原形动词。因为呢这一类的意志类动词像是 recommend, suggest, advise,insist， 后面呢我们会用 that 加主词，再加上 should， 再加原形动词，表示推荐建议或者是坚持某人应该要怎么做。但是 should 常常省略掉，如同这一句当中 should 省略掉，所以 adopt 使用原形动词有采取怎么样子的意思。接着我们来看到最后一个是金融顾问他的这个想法。同样在这里的第三句提到 The team was also very flexible. When something came up at work that needed my immediate attention, they were able to reschedule my tests and also find me a private room for a business call.在这里有提到呢，整个团队是非常的有弹性。在这里的 flexible 是解释成为延伸出来有弹性，可以变通的灵活的意思。举个例子来说，长者的看护的安排要更灵活一些，我们就可以说 A more flexible approach to elderly arrangements is needed。所以一旦工作需要紧急 immediate attention 立即处理，他们就可以帮忙 reschedule my tests 重新安排这些测试检查的时间。 reschedule the appointment 则是有更改约定见面的时间，看来这是一个不错的健检制度咯。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about a couple of discussion questions now.Let me ask you first, Tom, and then I'll talk about this. Do you prefer to see a doctor for every medical problem? Explain your answer.
It's an interesting question. Oftentimes I get the sniffles, you know, get a cold or something like that, and people here in Taiwan immediately ask, Oh, did you go to see a doctor? I think everybody here goes to see a doctor about pretty much everything. I suppose that's a result of the National Health Insurance Program. Why not? Go check it out. It's only, what, is it $150 each time you go see the doctor or something like that?
Maybe,
I can't remember the charge. But no, I don't really go to a doctor for everything. every medical problem. If it is something serious, if I'm having an irregular heartbeat, for example, that might be alarming, or if I have a certain pain that won't go away, then I will go see the doctor. But if it is for something like the common cold or something like that, and I know it's just a cold, it just takes time to cure these sorts of things, or I can take my own medicine at home or something, over-the-counter medicine, then I don't think I need to waste a doctor's time.
Yeah, I grew up never going to the doctor, you know. It just didn't happen in my family. And we had money. It wasn't that we couldn't afford to go to the doctor, but we just didn't. I remember when one time my brother, he got rheumatic fever, which is very serious because it can damage your heart permanently. And I remember having to convince my mom he should go. Wow. Because we just never went to the doctor. We've been fortunate, I have to say. People in my family have been healthy. I went a couple times, but really never for a cold. But that's the first question we both get asked here in Taiwan, you know, because our clients and friends know we're sick because we can't work if we have a cold. Unlike you guys, most of you guys can go to work. We have to cancel because we don't have a voice. But yeah, that's the first thing though. Did you go to the doctor? No, I'm not dying. So yeah, the doctor really can't do anything for a cold unless it goes to your lungs, and then you might have bronchitis, which he can give you something for. But pretty much, you just have to just get some vitamin C and sleep and drink water. So let me move on to the next one, Tom.
Okay.
First, you, what changes could you make to lead a healthier lifestyle?
Well, a lot of times I just think I'm just going to move out of Taipei, basically. I'm going to move down to Hualien and have a more relaxed lifestyle, and I'll be healthier that way. But that's not easily done. It's easier said than done. Yes, we all live hectic lifestyles in the big city here, and sometimes we just don't have the time to eat a healthy diet or get plenty of exercise or see the doctor regularly and stuff like that. So all these things have to kind of be done on our own, and we have to make time for these things. Like with exercise, sometimes you just don't have spare time, like an hour or 2 hours to go to the gym. So I try to have these short kinds of exercise sessions in the morning that only last about 10 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a set of Tai Chi Chuan or do some yoga stretches, or what's this called? HIIT, high intensity interval training.
That's good.
Just do that instead of spending an hour on an exercise bicycle at the gym. And the other problem, of course, is diet.
Yeah,
we lead hectic lifestyles.
What you eat. Diet, guys, when you say my diet, it doesn't mean 减肥. It means what you eat on a regular basis. So be careful. You have to go on a diet to 减肥. So be careful with that one. It gets confused here. What about your diet, Tom? Good?
Yeah, I need to eat more vegetables. I know that I eat too many carbohydrates, and that's not good for the blood sugar and fat gain and stuff like that. So I do try to go to there is this chain of vegetarian buffet restaurants, and I think their food is pretty healthful. So I try to go there as much as I can, even though sometimes I get sick of the idea. I don't want to go there. They have the same stuff every time. But still, it's just lunch, you know. Let me just eat this stuff, get it in my body, and we'll be done with it. It's healthful food. Have the purple rice or the multi-grain rice instead of the white rice and stuff like that.
Although I love white rice.
White rice is dang tasty.
It's so good.
And, of course, I've been taking up most of the time talking about the answers to these questions. But how about you, Stephanie? What do you think?
I joined a gym a couple of weeks ago, so I walk typically at night, but I wanted to lift weights more, so I just joined. And my time is flexible, so I can go when there aren't as many people there.
Good for you.
So we hope you're all thinking about your health. It's important even when you're young. So right now, we're going to wrap her up. Take a look at these discussion questions and try with your friends. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
See you later.